It's just after 8 o'clock in the morning on this Wednesday, July 29th, and you are listening to The Whirlpool here on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. Adrenalin, Endorphin, Elektrolyt, Coenzym, Carbohydrat, Protein, A, B, C, D, Vitamin.
Never have a chance.
Intentional planning, it seems I'm playing a bunch of bands at the start of this show today who are not from the United States of America. That was Amel and the Sniffers from Melbourne in Australia with 70s Street Munchies. I have a coworker who is from Australia, and he periodically reminds me that I can't do an Australian accent at all. Melbourne, yeah. The Jam before Amel and the Sniffers with a song that was actually from the 70s that was Away from the Numbers off of their first record In the City, and Kraftwerk at the stop, no, not the stop, the top of the set with Vitamin or Vitamin off of the Tour de France soundtracks. It's now about 15 minutes after 8 o'clock and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. This show is The Whirlpool. My name is Matt. Thank you for listening. I'm going to keep it outside the borders of the U.S. for at least a few more songs here.
How do I deal with words when they turn out to be that heavy? Does the power I'll give them will help and restore your glory? Will the meaning be lost in sense or sensibility? What do I do? So heavy, I could
about 4 or 5 years ago, we were sitting at the Conoco station, kicking tires and swatting flies and discussing the state of the union, when right out in front of the Baptist church come a big old purple school bus, had astrological signs upon it, and 35 hippies and dogs inside. About half of them went for the courthouse lawn, and them dogs commenced on the fire plug. The rest of them sat there staring at us, and I says, "Roy, go get your flit gun." He says, "Which is the hippies and which is the dogs?" I says, "Beats the hell out of me, Roy." What there was a bunch of them crispy critters, and the leader was a space cadet. And he says, "Sagittarius, we has arrived. Prepare to disembark, man. Get the incense going in the sitar. We gonna camp in the city park, man." I says, "Boys, let me explain the situation to you. A, you getting me down. And B, we got us a leash law here. And C, you in the wrong town. You drop one string of beads in that there park, and you're going to see a whole lot of stars. You got 15 seconds to get out of town, boys, or we going to blow you to Mars." Well, they all got back in the purple bus and proceeded to the city limits. Then the telephone rang. It was a swimming pool. It says a mess of wild critters was in it. So we all got into Marshall's Plymouth, which is always at the Conoco station, went flashing on down to the swimming pool to give them critters a citation. By the time we arrived, it was too damn late. Them critters had all had their pants down. Them dogs was tearing the bathhouse apart, and they's after the fish in the fish pond. I says, "Roy, you get the one in the silver t-shirt, and I'll get the rest with a net. We going to have a jail full of naked crispy critters and a drip-dried space cadet." We lost the war because them critters outnumbered us. So they moved in and set up camp, and they lived in that purple school bus. 6 weeks later, there was nothing in town but 84 dogs in the head shop selling dried up weeds and sunflower seeds and astrological postcards. Yeah, critters took over the city council, and the dogs all barked their brains out. And the whole damn town was crispy critters, and the mayor was a space cadet.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
All right, four songs in that set, followed by a public service announcement. The first three songs were by bands that are not from the U.S., and the last song was certainly a song from the United States. C.W. McCall with Crispy Critters. Gotta love the 70s and humor country, or novelty country. Pavlov's Puss before that one with Your Prophet is a Banker and a Liar, which is actually a cover. The Beths from New Zealand. Pavlov's Puss is from New Zealand. I think they're from South Island. Beths from North Island with their song Don't Go Away off of their new record Jump Rope Gazers. And at the top of the set, we heard On Attendant Anna from France with a song called Words. All right, it's now about a half hour after 8 o'clock, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford and this show, The Whirlpool. I apologize for any offense that may be delivered along with this show. Let's get back to the music.
Yeah, it's gone.
cheers. No one says that here. You started out laughing. It goes off and on. It's her, it's gone. Jumper, you know it's a sweater. Stop saying cheers, no one says that here. Started out laughing, ended in tears. It goes off and on. It's here, it's gone. Someday I will. We'll be right back.
beats. Why do you miss when my baby kisses me?
Jockeys here at WMFO are continuing to pre-record radio shows for your listening pleasure during this pandemic period. And I can't say that I like pre-recording these shows very much, but I suppose one benefit is it's pushing me deeper and deeper into my record collection, at least to some degree. That was Pretenders with The Weight off of First Record, which came out in 1980, before Chrissie Hynde was a huge star. The Knack with Heartbeat, that wasn't the big hit off of their record, Get the Knack, but it was a hit. Connections, more contemporary. They're from 2018. They're an Ohio band with Low, Low, Low off of a record called Foreign Affairs. And Dot Dash, also released in 2018. They're from the D.C. area with a song called Unfair Weather. We're now heading into the last 17, 18 minutes of this show, The Whirlpool, here on WMFO in Medford. And up in this set, we've got three relatively current bands, Rainbow Reservoir, So What, and Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, though Ted Leo's song we'll hear is off of his first record in 99.
You say between we and what you want out of me. I'm raising my hand just to see what the trees of the dead show me before my share.
Thank you once again for listening to us here on WMFO in Medford. If you want details on songs that we are playing, take a look at our website, wmfo.org, or our playlist site, spinatron.com. You can find all the details there. Keep it tuned for Bill, who will be up at the top of the hour. I'm leaving you with a couple of treats.
I ain't a rock star, no. I'm just brokenhearted. It's when you let me go. That's when the party started. I'm going out tonight to start a tab tonight. Sing the ladies all a song till I feel alright. I meet a girl and then maybe she's got a friend. Go to bed and wake up and do it again. I ain't a rock star, no. I'm just broken. Yeah.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.